St. Patrick's Day is coming to Ireland, and St. Patrick's Day is coming to our local community here in the east side of Cork. And I'm sitting here with a woman who is going to tell us about what St. Patrick's Day is going to be like in Glencairn. Louise Opperman, over to you. What on earth is this? Come on, tell me more.
Well, Patrick's Day Parade has been happening in Glencairn for the past 5 years, but this year it's going to be even bigger and better because Patrick's shop, the local shop, are celebrating 70 years
of
business.
What kind of a shop is Patrick's?
It's a local
fruit
and veg, and they have their own catering facility, so you can buy cakes and brown breads, homemade salads and meals there as well. And they're coming on board and they're sponsoring the parade. So what will be different about this parade is that there'll be activities in the village afterwards, in that there'll be Irish dancing. Ciolta's Ciolturi Éireann are playing.
Can I go and dance?
Yes, you can.
We hope to do a
mob dance as well. We hope to get
everybody up dancing. Go on.
Yeah. And then it starts. People are woken up in Glencairn, the immediate area of the church, to the sound of the wailing of pipes.
At what time?
Oh, they're down there at about 9, because I collect them around.
They have a lie in on St. Patrick's Day until 9 o'clock.
Yes, and then they're woken.
By Ireland pipes?
Scott bagpipes, because we have 5 or 6 pipers who, and a drummer, who actually are no longer, they're a retired pipe band. There's 5 or 6 of them left, and they come together for this parade, especially. And I drive around the north of the city and collect them, usually.
You go around and collect the pipers?
And put their kilts and their shoes and their pipes and everything into my car, just to make
have
sure
you've got
that
a very
there.
Big car?
No, I don't.
Do you mean it's a squash?
Yeah, it's a squash. And then they go down to the playground and they have to tune in their pipes to each other. So that's where the wailing of the pipes comes from.
If I wanted to record the wailing of the pipes.
You'd have to come down to Glencairn at around 9 o'clock.
About 9 o'clock, go on.
Okay, the next thing that happens is you'll see St. Patrick, who is originally from Knockbraha. St. Patrick comes down to the centre and changes into his St. Patrick's clothes and goes up to the church, and the children get a great kick in the church at Mass, at 9:30 Mass, seeing St. Patrick go up for Holy Communion.
Do you have to go to Mass?
No, you don't. That's just the meeting point afterwards.
I wouldn't have to go?
No, you don't.
But
have
I could
to go
if
you
I wanted
go
to.
And you could see St. Patrick, you could share Mass with St. Patrick and whatever. Right. And then we assemble the local groups, the sports clubs, the scouts. This year we have inline hockey. It's a new group called the Tigers. The vintage cars assemble halfway up the road. There are about 20 vintage cars and vintage tractors, and they go down to the village first, past the church, so everybody can see them going. That's the start of the parade.
I thought this was a small little piddly local thing. This is getting bigger and bigger.
No, it is, because people are it's a happy thing. It's a very positive thing for the area, and it's a very positive thing for people to be. They want to be part of it because it's run well.
Yeah, but keep going. Who else is going to be there besides
the inline hockey, the Tiger. They're called themselves the Tigers. They started playing hockey at Cork on Ice, and now they do it on rollerblades.
All men, all women?
No, it's children.
Kids, mixed?
Yeah, mixed, from the age of 7 or 8 upwards.
Hmm.
And we have various play schools involved. And then anybody who is dressed up is very happy to walk. We're very happy to have them to walk in the parade. There's a prize for the most creative costume and the most creative badge. We come down to the village.
How far would I have to walk?
It's about 200 yards.
I wouldn't have to take my anti-inflammatories for that.
No. One of the pipers nearly went on strike last year because we went around Craig's field. The drummer, we went all around the field, but I think we're just going to keep it small in terms of length this year, so we'll have all the pipers participating. Oh, very important part of it is we have, a group, is retired United Nations soldiers. They headed up with their flags.
Irish soldiers who have been part of the UN in the Lebanon?
Yeah, they're retired,
and in other places?
Yeah. They headed up. And they salute their flag and then they leave. A lot of groups then have the choice. The reason we have it so early is a lot of groups have the choice of staying around for the singing and dancing and the food and refreshments.
What kind of food?
Fitzpatrick's will provide, I'm sure, sandwiches and cakes and teas and coffees.
Freebies?
Free of charge, yeah. Excellent. To promote their shop, obviously, celebrate with us.
Yeah.
And we park the vintage tractors and the cars in the village so people can see them. And it all finishes then with the pipers lead everybody in the national anthem, and that's the official closing of the parade. But then again, you're like, you've hundreds of people lingering behind because it is a great meeting possibility for people.
So, I mean, last year, how many people came to it?
Oh, there are about 500, 600 people at it.
And this is a local thing. Mm-hmm. Are there these on all around the city of Cork?
There was a very good feature done in yesterday's Irish Times on small parades that are revamping themselves or rejuvenating after years. It's a great community focus. If you've got a group that will do it or somebody that will lead it, it's a great community focus for people.
Louise Upperman, how did you get involved in this? I mean, what's your role? As far as I know, you're just a car driver.
My role is organising the whole thing. And we set it up about 5 or 6 years ago when I was involved with the community association and felt we needed to have a parade. And we went and researched how other people did it and set up a very small one.
From scratch?
From scratch, yeah.
Who inspired you? Which parade somewhere else in the country inspired you and gave you the idea?
Copien has a tiny parade.
Who?
Copien in West Cork.
Copien?
Yeah, they have. We felt that the distance was too small between the church and the village to have a parade. And then I looked up Copien, and Copien has the national record for the shortest parade ever. So I figured...
C-O-P-E-E-N?
Yeah, where Michael Collins was shot down in Copien.
See, I'm very ignorant. Yeah. I did not know. Is that where Michael Collins was shot dead?
Yeah. Very near there.
Okay.
And Copien have a very short parade, which is from, I think, the pub to the shop or the church or something. And so I said, if Copien can do a small parade, we can certainly do a small parade. So we started it off, and we've rounded up the pipers. And
who's the we? Now, so far I know about you, but I mean, who else deserves a mention?
Downtown Community Association. And then I have a team of 15... stewards or 15 marshals of the parade who help with the crowd control and the traffic.
All men.
Only
men can control traffic.
No. I've no women volunteers. I'm the only bossy woman around the place.
What are you doing to put the women off?
We'll
have to.
And the other thing is, of those 15 people, what's unusual is, of those 15 guys, I would only see 3 of them once a year. And that's on the day of the Patrick's Day Parade. And if they didn't get the telephone call to ask them, were they happy to do it, and would we see them on Patrick's morning, they wouldn't come.
So you also need to ask them,
but there's some people who I never see.
Yeah.
From one end of the...
we'll have to get some women involved. Most local things in Ireland are organised by women.
A lot of the groups are headed up by women.
Yeah.
A lot of the groups, like the participator, headed up by women.
And how many years did you say you've done this?
5 or 6, I think.
Are you fed up of it now? Do you want to give
it
up?
No, I had seriously thought of giving it up last year. This year, there's no one to hand it on to for a start.
Well, we'll have to fix that.
And then, Fitzpatrick's came on board this year.
That's great.
And
that's great.
It has given it a new injection of energy.
In particular in Fitzpatrick's?
Geraldine O'Neill and Kerry O'Neill, the owners of Fitzpatrick's.
A woman from Kerry?
No, Kerry O'Neill. No, her name is Kerry.
Her name is Kerry.
Yeah,
right.
Her daughter.
Right.
And Geraldine is the owner of Fitzpatrick's shop. And they've been absolutely fantastic in their support.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've access to their printers, and it helps.
Okay, well, look, let's just give a shout out then. If somebody wants to come to this in Cork, it's not very far from the centre of the city. If you want to get away from all the hustle and bustle of the massive crowds on Patrick Street, which is
exactly.
The sausages have arrived.
And let's face it, if you're tiny, you can't see the parade in town. You have to go on someone's shoulders. Whereas in Glenthorne, you could be in the parade.
I have never been in a St. Patrick's Day parade.
It's your parade.
All right, that's enough. Thank you very much. We better have our coffee.
Yes,
thank you, Louise. St. Patrick's Day Parade in Glenthorne. Thanks a million.
So what I have, Paul, is tonight I have a meeting. Hold on.